I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
590-965-WKZO, and welcome to this morning's edition of Birdwatch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center, located there at the corner of 12th Street and Milam Road, and by the River Wake Inn. Joining us in the studio, of course, for today's edition of Birdwatch, Roger Taylor.
And good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
How you doing?
We're doing good.
Matt always likes it when I force the sing-along with eels, I like birds.
It'll become more natural.
And Mr. Maple Syrup just walked in the studio. Did you bring us any?
Oh, I'm going to get it, and you can too, everybody. Say, it's going to be the 48th time the folks at the Kalamazoo Nature Center have gone all out. They go out for birds, too.
Yeah.
You see them out there. For Maple Sugar, though, their festival. And this is going to be a banner year for maple sugar production, it looks like.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Cold temperatures at night, warming up a bit during the day, early in the season. But the sap ought to be rising, and breakfast will be served here within the hour. Get your attention, that fresh pancakes, hot maple syrup.
Got my attention.
Sausage, coffee. You know,
I picked up on your saying this is the 48th maple sugaring event.
Right.
I'm old enough to remember when the Nature Center started.
Yeah. You remember your first visit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. Family, I come by this bird thing naturally, and family was outdoor oriented, and we were out there the first year it opened, and they didn't have the facilities they do now. They were under construction, but no, I remember it well.
Yeah. There are places, venues in the area like the Kalamazoo Nature Center, like Pretty Lake and all, that bring back so many great memories, and people can still enjoy them today.
Oh, yeah. And many people don't appreciate the fact that the Kalamazoo Nature Center is one of the top nature centers in the country. And Surrette Nature Center over near Benton Harbor is another one. But we are blessed with two of the best nature centers in the country here.
Well, today and tomorrow, big days for them from 9 to 5 at the Nature Center, and it's their big fundraiser, and it keeps all these things that we've enjoyed now for generations going here in Kalamazoo and West Michigan. Northwest Nature, and go buy a renew your membership or get a new one today.
Okay. That comment talking about generations, was that an old joke? Was that making sport of my age?
Yeah, old folks like us can kind of back there. Yeah.
I was going to talk about being hypocritical, but now I don't need to.
Oh, okay.
You're actually my age. You young buck, you. Let's do the trivia question.
All right.
This morning's trivia question is, what is the most important migration route? We're at the very beginnings of migration. Mm-hmm. And what is the most important migration route in the United States? And if you think you know that, you can get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend, available exclusively at Waddell's. And you get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take a buddy with you for dinner, your meal is half price. And you get all that stuff if you can tell me what is the most important migration route in the United States. And it is one of the most important migration routes in the world as well. It is a big time migration route.
Big time.
Yeah. Right. And if you can tell me who that is, you get a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend from Waddell's and a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn.
All right. 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. If you're outside the area, no problem getting in. Ed, first one, give it a try this morning. Good morning, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hey, morning, Roger. I'm your age, too, so don't poke fun at these old people.
Okay.
How about the Mississippi Flyway?
Bingo. We first caller gets it right. Yep. That is the most important migration route in the U.S. and one of the big ones in the world. Nearly 40% of the waterfowl of North America spend all or part of their lives in the Mississippi Flyway. And it is incredibly important. Even in the wintertime, where it's not a migration route, a lot of the Canadian eagles accumulate along the Mississippi River during the winter months. And then starting about now, it is a major flyway for birds going all the way to the Arctic. And you can get from the Gulf of Mexico to the Arctic without having to go above 2,000 feet in the Mississippi Flyway, and that's part of why it is so important. And it's also the flyway for white pelicans. And
yeah, the Minnesota area, I couldn't believe we visited some friends and they had pelicans on their pond over there a couple years ago. I couldn't believe that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they're a fascinating bird. And I like to go near Dubuque, and there are 500-foot palisades along the river,
right.
And you can actually look down and see the V's of white pelicans and geese going north. It's a lot of fun. For getting that right, Ed, you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend from Waddell's and a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn. Hold on. We're going to send you back to our buddy Matt. And
can I ask you a real quick question?
No.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, yes, yeah, you can, Ed.
So, I saw a turkey vulture over here last week. When do they usually come back? I thought they didn't come back till the end of March. Am I wrong?
They seem a little early this year. I can't, I've got no explanation for it. Okay. And it's really a feeling. I don't have any data to support my thoughts. But there is a family of turkey vulture that live right near the intersection of KL and 9th Street. And I've noticed them back already this year. And when I saw them, in my mind, I thought, early.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So you certainly, it's certainly possible that you saw what you think you saw.
Oh, I know I did.
Yeah, you okay. Don't really mistake a turkey vulture. Not much else.
Not a crow. I'm sorry.
Yeah, looks like him. Hey, thanks, Ed.
Yep.
Hold on. We're going to send you back into Matt. For a breath of spring, complete with flowering, trees, streams, butterflies, come to Waddell's Spring Flower and Garden Show. It takes place next Friday and Saturday. Waddell's Garden Center greenhouses will be transformed into a breathtaking spring landscape with an enchanted forest, a living green roof, dozens of blooming plants, a butterfly tent with monarchs, and we're going to talk more about monarchs, and miniature gardens. Come see what's new for 2013 when you visit with reps from companies like Smart Pots, Air Max Ecosystem, Stovall Bird Feeders, the Kalamazoo Master Gardeners, and others. Check out Waddell's huge discounts on garden items and be sure to register to win one of dozens of door prizes like bird feed and bird feeders, garden decor items, and Waddell's gift certificates. And bring the kids because they'll enjoy the butterfly tent, and you get a pansy to plant when you go home. Go to Waddell's.com to see the list of 30 free seminars. One of those will be mine. Then call Waddell's to reserve your seat. Enjoy the sights and sounds of spring at the annual Spring Expo next Friday from 9 to 9 and Saturday 9 to 5 at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, Garden Center, and Bird Store on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street.
Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
Oh, I'm supposed to go back to work now and not just keep chatting, huh? River Lake Inn in Colon is celebrating St. Patrick's Day all through Sunday. Come out for a generous portion of homemade corned beef and cabbage with boiled potatoes and carrots. It's only $15.95 in person, including the salad bar. Corned beef and cabbage selections will also be available on the buffet all weekend. Plus, for seafood lovers, Fish Fest is still going on. It lasts through March 30th at the River Lake Inn. Come and enjoy the freshest fish and seafood, including 2 6-ounce Maine lobsters for just $32.95, including a choice of potato and salad bar. And daily, River Lake Inn will feature your choice of 4 or more selections of the best fish and seafood on the market, including Canadian walleye, yellow lake perch, Mississippi catfish, fresh Jail Island salmon, Great Lakes whitefish, Atlantic Blue Point oysters, fresh scallops, jumbo Gulf shrimp, New Zealand orange roughy, Idaho rainbow trout, and even Alaskan snow crab. That's just to name a few. It's all going on right now at the River Lake Inn. Be sure to call now for your Easter Sunday buffet reservation. For details and directions, visit riverlakeinn.com or give them a call at 269-432-2626.
I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
590-965-WKZO as we continue with this morning's edition of Birdwatch. Have a comment or question for Roger? You can be a part of the program, 382-4280 or 1-877-382-4280. We have Tom on the line, but first let's get to John. Good morning, John.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Well, thank you, sir.
What you seeing?
A couple of things. I've kept record since I retired on arrivals and departures and whatnot. Vultures, in my opinion, show up just about a week after the sandhills.
Okay. And did they seem early at all this year to you, or?
No.
Okay.
The average just right around the last week in February or you know, very early March.
Okay.
My resident pair came and lit in our huge cottonwood yesterday, so spring has come to Hope Center.
Okay. I've been seeing the turkey vultures that I watch most frequently, and so I'll have to go along with you that perhaps they weren't early this year, but maybe I noticed them early. That's what happens in these things. You said you saw a couple of things. What are you seeing other than turkey vultures?
Mother and I took a sojourn to Marshall yesterday afternoon to visit with her son and daughter-in-law, and we made our way from Bellevue down to Turkeyville. And
did you eat at Turkeyville?
No.
Oh, okay.
I went to the Stagecoach in Marshall, which
okay.
is right across from Schuler's. But anyway, no, small matter. We were able to observe the eagle nest at Baker Sanctuary, being, I think, the one that I saw about 4 years ago has fallen down, but they've rebuilt more or less the same area. It's a little bit farther back off of 15 and a half mile road, but
cool.
it was occupied.
All right, that's good news. Did you see many sandhills?
Not yesterday. No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I'm hearing them more than seeing them.
Yes. Well, our local birds are on the ground making, I call it territory noises. There's a different call on the ground than they do have when they're up way up migrating.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I'm hearing them around my place, but I haven't seen them yet. Hey, thanks, John.
Well, thank you, sir.
Always nice to hear what you're seeing up in Hope Center.
Appreciate it very much.
Have a good one.
Yep.
All right, appreciate the call, John. Let's chat with Tom. He's calling in from Ross Center. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Hi, Tom.
Well, Brother John beat me to it on the vultures.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you, according to my records, that they're right on time.
Okay, so. Okay. Right?
But now the other thing is, all week, I've had two female evening grosbeaks coming to my feeder.
Two females?
Yeah, and there's the first ones that I've seen in probably about 6 years. And before that, it was probably a good 20 years before I had seen any.
Yeah.
But I was just wondering if anybody else had reported to you that they'd seen evening grosbeaks.
No, I haven't heard that. And like you, at least down here, further north, I see them frequently. But this far south, it's been 5-6 years since I've seen them here. Perhaps your call will trigger others if anybody else is seeing evening grosbeaks.
Yeah.
They're like a goldfinch on steroids.
Yep, absolutely. You're right about further north. We used to spend the week of Memorial Day on vacation up in the Upper Peninsula with some friends of ours, and they had a bird feeder at that time. They put it; they had to take it down because the bears kept getting into it so bad. But they were the evening grosbeaks were a very frequent visitor to that feeder there. Okay, man.
Hey, thanks for calling. We'll keep it all in the family.
Okay, thank you.
He actually is the brother to John, the previous caller. That's a small world, huh? I've got some bad news to pass along. I read this last night, and I find it disturbing. The migratory population of monarch butterflies has reached an ominous low. Researchers in Mexico announced a little earlier this week. Scientists are attributing the decline of this essential pollinating population to two things. The ongoing drought, that always has an impact. But the real problem is the explosive increase in the use of genetically modified crops in the Corn Belt. Farmers have planted over 120 million acres of crops resistant to the milkweed-killing herbicide glyphosate, or Roundup. And the monarchs, that's the monarch's essential food supply, has all but been destroyed. Released by the Mexican government along with the World Wildlife Fund, a recent survey found a 59% decrease in the area occupied by overwintering monarch colonies in the forests of central Mexico. Because of the difficulty in counting butterflies, that's generally how it's done, analyzing their overwintering population. But we may be on the brink of seeing the extinction of monarch butterflies, something I've enjoyed my whole life.
Oh, absolutely.
And it was with some sadness that I saw this. I may try to get people from Monarch Watch on the show as we get into spring and give us further updates on this. But scary information about monarch butterflies. That's going to do it for Birdwatch. Happy St. Patrick's Day weekend, everybody. Have yourself a safe and sane one, but do what Tim and I would do and have a good time.
There you go. All right, thank you very much, Roger, and thank you for tuning in to this morning's edition of Birdwatch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center, and by the River Lake Inn. As mentioned, St. Patrick's Day, that means parade. That comes up later on this morning, and road closures in the downtown area will happen within the next hour or so. We'll have a complete rundown of those and when they'll be coming up following the news on 590-96.5 WKZO. Cloudy skies, 31 degrees.